I'm Cole Tracy, former LSU kicker. You're listening to One Team, One Podcast.
What's up, guys? One Team, One Podcast back. Good episode tonight. It's probably going to be a little short, and I'm going to explain why. I'm kind of in a heated mood tonight. A little aggravated, okay? Let me turn my cap around. Very Sylvester Stallone there. So we'll talk about the Auburn game. Great game. Probably the best game we've played all year. We're going to talk about Army a little bit. I'll give you my prediction of the game. Today, I got a DM from somebody who sent the DM to our account with a picture of the end zone. I'm calling this end zone gate. It's definitely end zone gate. And we're talking about fucking end zones. It's just whatever. But anyway, let me get to it. They DM a picture of the end zones and I posted it. Well, we posted it. It blows up. Things blowing up like crazy. It was somewhere in the stadium club. I don't know who took it. I don't really know any of that information, but it got posted. So we posted it. Just camouflage end zones. I thought it was pretty cool. Like I was like, oh, that's cool. I get a call from LSU, and this isn't the first time I've gotten calls from LSU. We used to make t-shirts and bullshit like that. We reported Will Campbell reported. We're not journalists, guys. We're just fans having fun here. Like, it's literally all it is. One of our guys a year ago before the Florida State game saw Will Campbell roll in on a scooter and posted it. Just said, didn't take a picture of him, just said, hey, Will Campbell just rolled into class on a scooter. I was called a liar. LSU was saying, hey, take that down. We don't want anybody to know that. That kind of crap. I could get that one a little bit. You don't want a player to be shown, but he's rolling into class. Everybody saw it. Like, it's not like hidden or anything. In this case, we're talking about an end zone, painted end zone. I get a call from LSU saying, and I'm not going to tell you the guy's name, but he was yelling at, he was upset. He was mad. And told me to take it down. You know, we're trying to do something nice and, you know, we're trying to show like the finished product. You didn't even show the finished product and, you know, who took the picture and all this stuff. And like, I say, hey, I'll delete it. I'll delete it all. Okay. So just chill out. I said, I'll delete it. Didn't know it wasn't finished product. Didn't know any of that information. I was just given a picture. So I deleted it. It had already gone viral, apparently. Not viral. I shouldn't say viral. But it went out, and it's on Tiger Droppings. It's on. Jordy posted it. Like, other people posted it. Barstool ended up posting it. I started thinking about it. And so then LSU ends up posting a picture with the finished product. A little green in it now. And I have to say, I was pissed. Like, you're mad that somebody took a picture of it, sent it off to somebody else, and it got posted before you could post it. Basically, you're just mad that you didn't get the interactions and, like, the surprise of it. And I'm like, fuck off. I don't have credentials. I don't go on the field. I don't do any of that stuff. I'm not a media member. I can kind of do whatever I want. And I don't need to be talked to like that. I'm too old for this shit. Danny Glover. Anyway, put me in a foul mood, and I'm just telling you, I'm just a little inside baseball. What happened today? Just kind of pissed me off a little bit. Like, you know, I do this shit for fun. It is a hobby. It is an outlet. I've been doing it for 3 years, and it has to be fun. I have a job. It has to be fun, or I will not do it anymore. And that bullshit about an end zone picture, give me a break. Get off your fucking high horse, LSU. I'm sorry. Get off your high horse. I love LSU. Love everything about it. I've been a fan a lot longer than that guy has called me. That called me today. Tell you that. And I don't care. How about this? Control your own shit. Don't let somebody take a picture. Cover the field. How about do it on a different day, to where it's not just out in the Wednesday. Like, were you planning? I feel like they weren't even planning on posting it today, and they rushed out. Punch. So stupid. Get your shit together. Anyway, that was my soapbox. End zone gate. Just wanted to give you a little inside baseball on what happened today. Pissed me off a little bit, to be honest. And it's just stupid stuff. Like, it is not important. None of this is important. And you made something small. And anytime you show me an end zone that's painted differently, an LSU one or a different uniform, I'm a freak out. And I love it. I actually love it. And I was doing it out of love, not to get the first, you know, beat everybody to the punch. I didn't do that. I just thought it was cool. Anyway, let's get to it. Let's get to our sponsors now. Patrick Michelson over at Highlands Residential Mortgage, 225-939-9878. Give Patrick a call. Interest rates are actually leveling. It feels like they're leveling off a little bit. They need to get the house refinanced a little bit too. Give him a call again, 225-939-9878. Talk to Patrick. He'll help you through the products. He can kind of show you the ropes of a first mortgage or a refi situation. He's got all the products at his disposal. Give him a call. He can help you out. Dad played at LSU. Loves LSU just like I do. Probably loves the end zones. I don't know. I need to talk to him. Need to text him. Get his opinions on the end zone, because everybody else doesn't really. Some it feels like a split. Like, some people like it and some people don't. Anyway, off the end zone talk. Lucas Ragusa over at River City's Total Maintenance. Give him a call in the NOLA North Shore area. 504-841-3300. I will say this about Lucas. If you're in Baton Rouge and you need some AC help, refrigeration, whatever, give him a call anyway. He may actually take the call and actually do something about it or get you in touch with the right person. River City's got a whole connection down in Louisiana. So you can reach them at 504-841-3300, nola-ac.com. Also, Bocock Brothers Cigars. I smoked one a little while ago. I got home and I was like, you know what? I'm going to smoke a cigar after all this fucking end zone gate. BocockBrothers.com, hashtag be cocky. Love my guys. They actually just had a new box come out. They've paired with AJ Fernandez. And if anybody knows the cigar industry, AJ Fernandez is a big player. So they're doing some big things. So they're branching out a little bit, doing their thing. And we appreciate those guys. BocockBrothers.com, hashtag be cocky. Okay, so let's get to the Auburn game. Was at the game, was actually in the stadium club, ironically. Where the picture was taken, kind of a little bit like that. I want to give you my thoughts on the stadium club too, but let me get to the game. You know, I thought LSU played fantastic. They did exactly kind of what I wanted them to do, which was start fast. I felt like Auburn is so one-dimensional that if you put them even more one-dimensional, where they have to throw the ball like that, they have to open it up, they're doomed. And they really couldn't run the ball as well against us. And that was shocking to me. I thought they were going to be able to run the ball a little bit better than what they did. Kudos to LSU. I feel like they had a better game plan defensively, and it probably starts with they can play a little bit more honest. They don't have to play back and guard the pass against this team, Alabama, any of those other teams that we arrest on the rest of our schedule. They don't really have to do that as much. They can kind of play a little bit more honest and a little up front, get a little bit more physical. And I really do think Pete Jenkins is helping a lot with that. So I thought defensively we played as good as we can play. That I think that's what we should expect. Auburn is not great at all. I think they're really good at home, probably. I think Ole Miss can have some problems with an Auburn this weekend if they are playing up to, you know, their level at home and playing up to the energy and all that kind of stuff. So something to watch out for that Ole Miss game. But again, LSU's offense is just humming, man. Like, we are up and down the field, lightning fast. And if we dial up a couple of plays like that Malik Nabers play, if we have something schemed against you, it's over. Like, they're too good. We're too good up front. We're too good in the wide receivers, and we're too good at quarterback and running back. Logan Diggs is just eating up yards. And I like to see, you know, I've been bitching about John Emery all year. I like to see a couple little plays from John Emery. Let's dial it back. You know, he doesn't need to get two series or anything like that right now, but like a couple little pop plays, I love it. Caleb Jackson is just a beast. And I think we're just going to see more and more of him. I'm pretty sure. I mean, he's not. Logan Diggs is your number one, and it's surefire number one. But I like the spelling of guys coming in and out of the rotation. Jaden Daniels, can't say enough of this, about this kid right now. He's just on fire. I like to see a guy like Kyron Lacy rebound a little bit from his earlier year and had a huge game. It's kind of like the Kyron Lacy you saw like the spring game. If a guy like that can step up as your third wide receiver, plus you got Chris Hilton coming back this week. I tweeted it earlier. Like, I feel like there's going to be a Chris Hilton like bomb coming up soon. So, maybe this weekend, Chris Hilton just going running free and it's a 70-yard bomb. But anyway, I thought this was the best game that we've played. I think Auburn defensively is actually okay. I was surprised that we put this many points up on them. I do feel like Auburn, the effort wasn't really there in the second half after they got down a good bit. I feel like it kind of they laid off a little bit off the pedal, and we're just rolling. So I feel like we're in a great position right now going into this weekend. We got Army. Army was shut out by Troy last week, 19-0. This is the kind of team that you want our defense to play. They're coming off the triple option. They don't do that anymore. They still play a little bit of almost like an Auburn where they were running the ball a little bit differently into some different situations now. They're not going to put up the points that anybody will to kind of like put pressure on our defense. And the beginning of the season, I had said 42-0 on this game. And I'm pretty close. 42-10 is going to be my score in this game. I do think that they're going to still try to run the ball. I could see LSU being not quite as focused in this game. I do like that it's a night game, all that. Army, they're going to do some festivities in the beginning of the game. We have the fucking end zones, all that stuff. And I think that we can just keep the pedal to the metal. I want to see our offense more than anything just keep rolling. 42-10, I feel like, is a very good score. It's probably right on the spread almost. I think it's like 30 right now, so pretty close to that. And I could see our defense kind of getting some confidence. I think that's what we need more than anything. We've seen it since that Harold Perkins interception. Basically, we've gotten more and more confidence as we go along. Now, get a little confidence. Let's get into the bye week, and then we got Bama, man. Like, it just sets up really nice for us right now. Healthy, too. I think we're going to have Emory Jones back for Bama. Just really looking forward to this stretch because I feel like we're playing at like a high, high level right now. I think that we're better than Alabama. I've seen Alabama play a lot. I feel like we're better than Alabama. Our offense is rolling. I know Alabama's defense is good, but I don't see them holding us down, and I don't see their offense being able to score with us. I think it's going to be high scoring. But anyway, that's a couple weeks down the road. I think we're better than Alabama, and we possibly may be the best team in the SEC. I know. It's crazy. I get it. Matt, you're crazy. I get it. I think we might be the best team in the SEC. I'll say it one more time. I think we might be the best team in the SEC. So, anyway, I told you it was going to be a short episode tonight, and it is. It's going to be a short episode. It's Army. It might be the same thing next week in the bye week. Short episodes here until we get to the Alabama game. May try to bring on a guest. I want to see how it goes for the Alabama game. But appreciate you guys. I kind of wanted to really talk about End Zone Gate. It was really firing me up. And I might even make t-shirts, End Zone Gate t-shirts. I don't know. Y'all let me know in the chat. You probably saw me. I don't know if you follow me on Instagram or Twitter or whatever it is, you probably saw some of these tweets. I deleted a lot of them. I think I still left TikTok up there. So go check it out on TikTok. But yeah, I was pretty upset. So still a little upset. I'm being told to calm down a little bit. I'm bringing it down. So but anyway, point is, I'm having fun with this. I'm going to keep having fun with this. Fuck all that noise. That's bullshit. It's a fucking end zone. Deal with it. Picture got out there. Anyway, appreciate our sponsors again. We got Highlands Residential Mortgage and Patrick Michelson at Highlands Residential Mortgage, 225-939-9878. We appreciate Patrick for all he does for the podcast. Also, Lucas Ragusa over at Red River City's Total Maintenance, 504-841-3300, nola-ac.com. Great, great, great guy. Bocock Brothers Cigars, bocockbrothers.com, hashtag be cocky. We love Branton. We love Doug. So appreciate those guys. Again, my score prediction, Army, LSU 42, Army 10, come out, still rolling on offense and get some of that confidence on defense, 42-10 LSU. We appreciate you guys. Hey, follow us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. Oh, I forgot to tell you this, part of End Zone Gate. My Facebook account for One Team, One Podcast got flagged for violating rules, and it was right when all this was happening. So fuck you, whoever tried to do that. Fuck you. You're trying to get a podcast account banned because you didn't do your fucking job. Fuck you is what I have to say about that. Anyway, like I said, trying to tone it down. Stupid. It's about a fucking end zone. Should name the podcast. This podcast episode should be called Fucking End Zone. Anyway, it's whatever. Short episode. We appreciate you guys. Give us a like and a share if you can. Give us your thoughts in the chat. Let me know how you feel about the situation. Am I overreacting? Because I feel like they're overreacting. Anyway. Facebook account still solid. Go check us out on Facebook. Still up. I had to go verify it and all that bullshit. Whatever. so stupid. All right. Appreciate you guys. I'm going to get out of here. It's been One Team, One Podcast. Logan. Rocking the boat.